Organizations in the Roaring Fork Valley will come together in 2019 for Bauhaus 100, a celebration of the centennial of the German Design School. One of its students, Herbert Beyer, was instrumental in shaping the Aspen we know today. His architecture, images, and design philosophy put Aspen on the map as a cultural destination. Beyer pushed boundaries while honoring Aspen's natural beauty and history.
And I come from a very small background. My mother really comes from peasants, so there was not a great understanding for me and my nature and my inclinations towards art.
Listening to Herbert Beyer in a 1983 interview makes you wonder what Aspen would be like today if Beyer hadn't followed his passion for design. Because Beyer designed Aspen. Lisa Hancock curated a new exhibit at the Aspen Historical Society that looks at Beyer's work and his influence on Aspen.
Herbert Beyer, through his modern and Bauhaus outlook, gave Aspen an image that would be different than, say, Steamboat, which sort of went with a cowboy thing. Aspen went with this cultural and refined look.
Beyer was born in Austria in 1900. He was drawn to art, but saw no opportunities to pursue this interest in his home country. He left when he was 21 to become one of the first students at the new Bauhaus Art School campus in Weimar, Germany. Lissa Ballinger is the art curator at the Aspen Institute. She's heading up the Bauhaus 100 celebration. She says the Bauhaus School emphasized functional design.
Lack of ornamentation, sort of stripped down, very practical. So you would see that in architecture and in all sort of design work.
The Bauhaus, along with other artists, was seen as a threat by the Nazi regime when it came into power. Beyer's artwork was featured in a Nazi art show that was meant to shame what the regime considered to be degenerates. And Beyer's wife was Jewish. All of these things, Lisa Hancock says, meant Beyer had to make a decision.
Then with the rise of Nazism and the Third Reich, he knew that he had to get out of there.
Beyer moved his family to New York, where his work caught the eye of a wealthy businessman named Walter Pepke. In 1946, Pepke convinced Beyer to move to a small town in Colorado, full of dilapidated buildings with less than 2,000 people. Hancock says it wasn't that tough a sell. Both he and Pepke saw Aspen as a blank slate.
One of the reasons he moved here is because he was very excited about the prospect of being able to imprint on the entire town, everything from promotion to architecture to preservation.
And, she says, they didn't just want to recreate a European ski village.
They didn't want to see chalets and that kind of faux Bavarian architecture brought over. They didn't think that was appropriate. They wanted Aspen to have its own style.
For the next 40 years, Beyer's projects in Aspen ranged from designing the first sun deck on Aspen Mountain to logos and ads for the Aspen Music Festival and school and for the ski club to posters for the 1950 FIS Ski Championship that put Aspen on the ski world's radar, all done in his distinctive, bold, graphic style. Curator Lissa Ballinger says for him, it was all art.
He wouldn't have seen any difference between a painting and, for instance, the soap he designed for the Hotel Jerome.
Even though Beyer's simple, functional Bauhaus style was the exact opposite of Aspen's existing Victorian architecture with its ornate decoration, Hancock says that Beyer wanted to honor the town's history. In fact, he started Aspen's Historic Preservation Commission.
He wanted the Victorian architecture preserved, and then he wanted, if we were to build, he wanted to build modern.
Maybe the best example of building modern is the Aspen Institute campus. Beyer designed the buildings, landscaping, and sculptures. Ballinger says Beyer meant for the functional, understated buildings to call attention to the natural beauty surrounding the campus.
All of the buildings on campus, they are gray and white. They're all these, you know, banal colors because he doesn't want you to pay attention to the building. He wants you to look up and be humbled by your surroundings.
Valley residents still feel like the landscape makes this place unique. But Herbert Beyer's lasting influence sets us apart, too. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.